So before we get into your cases, I'm going to give you all a chance to question Emmanuel. I just to start off, what did you say about radium-223 in this?
So radium-223 is a, when I talk to my patients about it, I call it a liquid radiotherapy. And then they look at me as if they're very confused. The reason I call it a liquid radiotherapy is it's an injectable drug. So it's injected into the vein. And it's a radioactive particle, which is radium-223. Radium is a calcium mimicker. If you go back to your 10th grade chemistry periodic table, group 2 is the alkali earth metals. So calcium, strontium, samarium, and radium are in the group 2. All those have very similar chemical structures. When you inject radium-223, which is radioactive, into the bloodstream, the bone can't tell the difference between radium and calcium. So the bone thinks that it's calcium. And it uses calcium to bind into areas of bone where there's basically osteoblastic activity, so the tumor cells are eating away at the bone. Calcium is going in to replace those pockets left by the tumor cells. But now, radium is being incorporated as well. Radium is an alpha particle. There's three types of radiotherapy particles. Alpha, which has the shortest wavelength but is the most potent. Beta, which has an intermediate wavelength and intermediate potency. Gamma, which goes the furthest but is very weak. So radium is an alpha particle. When that radium binds to the bone at the sites of bone metastases, a single radium molecule is able to basically cause double-strand DNA damage to kill one cancer cell, whereas it takes about 100 beta particles to kill a cancer cell. So very, very potent double-strand DNA killing. If you have a patient with a BRCA2 mutation, that person's cancer cells are not able to fix double-strand DNA damage because their BRCA is deficient. If you give that patient a drug that induces double-strand DNA damage and that cancer is unable to repair the damage so it can stay alive, it will die. So there's multiple publications now showing that in patients who happen to have DNA repair mutations, this drug works better. Obviously, it was not approved for those patients. It was approved for all men with bone mets.
That's really interesting. So I would guess that Alsemka, I'm guessing they didn't look
They did
the
not.
Brackenness or
they,
anything
They
like.
Did not. That study was reported in 2013. We weren't doing genomics back then.
Because the weird thing about that was there was a survival benefit.
There was.
Wow, that is very interesting. If it really turns out that that's maybe where radium-223 is working, I guess it would really affect the whole algorithm. What about using radium and PARP together?
Well, we have to consider the toxicities, so we don't know what's going to happen there. That's one possibility. The other possibility is we know that ATM mutations are even more radiosensitive than BRCA2 mutations. So there's this new class of drugs called ATR inhibitors. And there's this new thought about combining radium-223 with these ATR inhibitors. So there could be new forms of synthetic lethality that are created by combining two drugs that both cause DNA damage.